As part of our continuing series of Christmas messages from church leaders around the world, today we hear from Archbishop Paul Sayah, the Vicar General of the Maronite Patriarchate in Bekirke, Lebanon. Archbishop Sayah speaks of the dramatic and tragic conflict in neighboring Syria and urges Christians in the Middle East to look to God for comfort and strength.
The situation on the ground is dramatic. It's very tragic, but at the same time, Christmas is a time of hope, it's a time of joy, it's a time to remember that God is love, that God is with us, and it's a time that calls upon us really to take courage. We cannot allow the situation to lead us into despair. During the time of Christ, when Christ was born, remember, the situation was not the best, and this is what we are witnessing here. So yes, the situation is very tragic, but we want the people to look at the situation with this sense of God is here, God is love, God is joy, God is strength, and with God we can really get through and reach some kind of sense to this mess that is going on in the area. And we as Christians have a very special responsibility at this time to make sure that we do not let despair creep in and to manage, despite everything, to live this experience of God with us. God Almighty is among us, and we are sure in our faith that God will bring out of this mess something that will lead to growth, to development in one way or another. But it's up to us to cooperate with God, once again, to be strong, be hopeful, because really this is the message that God has come to give us. And that's actually the basis or the principle of the history of God's relation with people. The people of God went through all sorts of tragedies, all sorts of dramatic situations. Eventually, God's presence and God's joy and God's love and God's strength did overcome. Of course, under the present circumstances, the Christians are not letting themselves be marginalized as much as possible. We are trying to call for peace. We are trying to work for peace. We are trying to urge the international community to look at this situation. The suffering is enormous, and the international community cannot stand idle and watch on the side. And this conflict does have lots of regional and international dimensions. Of course, if the regional people and the international community were not supporting in one way or another both sides of the conflict, I think the suffering would be much less. So we really do call on whoever has the power to influence both parties to come to some kind of political solution, because violence will lead nowhere. We've seen that everywhere. We've seen that in Iraq. We've seen it everywhere. Violence will breed violence. It will never solve a problem. So the sooner people come together, the sooner they sit at a table together and try to think, use their heads and use their hearts, why not, try to reach some kind of a solution which will give the people freedom, which will give people democracy.